Bear Podcast 317. Made it a new intro. Why, you don't like the one?
If we need Lady Gaga to write us an intro.
Yeah, we can probably ask her, just email her to.
Yeah, email her. You know, maybe she might take telephone and do Bear Podcast with her.
Or we can tweet her or something. Yeah, we can do that. All right, so welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Hey. Y'all can tell we're so excited tonight. We're just out of it. It's been a long weekend for both of us.
Yeah, it's been a very, very tiring weekend for us. And, well, we have notes. we have lots to talk about.
We have notes.
It's just that we don't know where to start. But we can start with you, Ray. So you've been busy.
I've been busy. So Bear Watch, like 3 weeks away.
Oh, that's right.
So I spent a lot of the weekend working on stuff for that. And then Sunday was the Bear Bust. Not to mention the Bear Bust. It was also Dr. Poppy's birthday. Yes. So it was quite interesting. Quite interesting.
Happy birthday, Dr. Poppy.
Oh, and we had a spank Dr. Poppy for $5 a lick.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
We get to do that.
That was our fundraiser yesterday. So,
how much did he raise?
I don't know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, something like that.
No, not that much. $100? A few hundreds?
We probably raised about $60.
So. Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. I wish I was there, but I was away. I was in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I was pretty busy. Actually, it was Jazz Fest. It was Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and we got to watch Pearl Jam. I got to see Pearl Jam for the first time.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, they are. They are. It's pretty cool because, you know, they sang some of the known ones like Evenflow, Daughter, and what else? A few more. But they didn't sing Jeremy, though. So that many got pissed about that. But, you know, like, I like to hear them play Jeremy. But what's cool was they had some of the soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan on video, on satellite video. And then,
yeah,
they were able to watch the concert, and you know, they're talking back and forth with the soldiers there, because he's actually personal friends with one of the colonels or one of the officers there. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. They got to watch.
Oh, speaking of army boys in Afghanistan, have you seen the new Lady Gaga telephone video thing?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
With the that they're sending, they're playing. So everybody check that out. We'll add the link to the show notes. But it's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's kind of, you know, they keep talking about don't ask, don't tell. It's on this one, it's more like don't show, don't tell.
Don't show, don't tell.
That's the little Kovish guy. Ain't no way he's straight, the way he dancing and carrying on.
All of them are the gay, I bet. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be just send me the links later so you could watch it. Yeah, it was New Orleans for me last weekend, and you know what's really bad was the oil spill. You've been reading about that, right? Yes. It's reaching Louisiana shores already, and it's, you know, it's just going to damage the oyster farms and everything. So you know what we did? We just pigged out on oysters last weekend because you know we're gonna get oysters anymore. Do you eat oysters anymore?
I'll import some. No.
You don't like oysters?
Not at all.
It makes you horny.
I don't have any problem with that.
You're somebody playing with your nipples just enough, huh? Okay.
No, somebody just got to walk by.
Ah, okay. That easy, huh?
So the wind's got to blow the right way up my leg, pants leg. It doesn't take much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so,
yes, I saw that BP said that they would be paying for the cleanup of the oil spill. Of course. About 20 minutes later, they announced that gas was going up at $2 a gallon this summer.
Yeah, we're going to pay for it a bit.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Well, they ain't paying for shit. They're going to raise the price of gas, and we're going to pay for it to clean up because, you know, they don't plan for emergencies or stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, really sad. But, you know, Obama went to New Orleans yesterday. That's what I heard. I was listening to the radio. Air Force One was supposed to land there, and there were people in the road. There was a motorcade, And people on the road were saying, "Oh, thank you. Mr. President, for visiting us." Something like that. They had posters or stuff like that. And that's what Mike was telling me, because he was driving along and he saw some people not protesting, but they're welcoming the president. So
yeah, because you know, he had to save face. He had to come in and say, "Yeah, I just opened up the Gulf, but I think y'all screwed that little deal up. Sorry."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know what's gonna happen. So it's gonna really fuck up the oyster industry and shrimp and everything. So I guess New Orleans will have to eventually import them, and it's gonna be,
which means the price of shrimp and everything's gonna go up everywhere else.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sucks. And I do like oysters, and yeah, like I said, we picked out on oysters and catfish and stuff. We ate a lot for two straight days. We've been eating oysters. We had to get them as much as we can. So yeah, that was the weekend for us. We just drove. I was driving with a couple of friends, John and Palima. We were there, and we saw Mike, of course. The four of us went to the concert. It was fun, and it was threatening to rain the whole weekend. There's so much cloud. It's very cloudy and everything. Very windy, and we were eating sand already because there's just too much wind. But then it didn't rain. We were all prepared. We had ponchos. We had sandals on. We had our chairs and everything. But it didn't rain at all. But so that was nice.
That's good. That's good. So what do you think about the SUV in Times Square bomb?
Oh, that one. I read about it. And is that the one that is for the South, you know, to get back at the South Park thing? Or is it really just a generic terrorist attack?
It's a real terrorist attempt.
Terrorist attempt, right.
Yeah. I mean, and I just was reading an article. You know where they got the SUV used in the Times Square bomb plot?
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist.
It was sold on
Craigslist with no paperwork exchange, just a cash deal.
Oh, that is sick.
They
must have traced it.
And you know what? And this is probably just a test. I don't even think this is a real bomber. I think they just put some Yahoo out there to see what he could do. And I think the real one's coming. So watch out. New York, Houston, it could be any of us.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again.
It's just a matter of time. That's really scary.
Because we got two people. Because people are just too greedy for money, and they don't ask questions. They don't think about shit. Like, oh, I'm selling, I can do this, and somebody can blow that. You know, people just don't think. So
yeah, I just don't want to think about it. It's just really scary. But it's a good thing
if they set one off in New Orleans right now, the whole Gulf will burn down.
Oh yeah, if you do it in the middle of it's possible. I thought they already did some burning.
Well, they had done some burning, but I mean, that's all on shore and stuff. So
yeah. So yeah, that's really sad. I mean, what can we do? What can we say? It's just a matter of time. So you think it's really just a practice run? You think?
I think so. I think there's going to be another one. It's going to be a real deal.
Real deal. I hope. Well, like I said, I sure hope not. That's going to mess up the economy again.
Yeah. Yep. So, and now that you see all the, you know, of course, Tennessee's got all the flooding and,
Atlanta, yeah. I wonder if my Atlanta.
Most of Nashville got flooded. I mean, it's a lot of it's under a massive thunderstorm, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you were asking earlier about the Nashville, the Bears from Nashville, who I hanged out with back in 2007. Most of the musicians that I know who are from Nashville, they moved out. They went to Maryland, some of them went to Georgia. So the only ones who I know there is just really a couple of friends who I met there during Bear Jam back in 2007. That's about it. So I feel sorry.
Hopefully, okay. If you're a listener and you're from Nashville, email us or call us and tell us what happened while you were there. I mean, we know about flooding. Somebody said that they got 14 inches in Nashville, and I said, "Well, do you know how many people in Houston wish they could get 14 inches?" And I said, when Houston gets 14 inches, we're all flooded, just not parts of the city at all flooded, so pretty much.
Yeah. You're pretty high. Where you are is pretty high, right?
Right. Well, I know a lot of the people around me are pretty high.
Okay. I mean, your house.
My apartment. Yeah, I'm on the second floor, so, you know.
You're on the second
floor. It's not like some huge, you know, 2012 wave crashing across the U.S. continent. I'll be okay, I think. So.
Yeah. We're pretty high over here in North Houston, so it's okay.
Yeah, but you're right there next to the lake. It's just going to back up, wash up.
Oh, no. I sure hope not. But anyway,
it's the end of the world, folks. Y'all, it's the end of the world. Better get right with Jesus.
Yeah, it's getting there. 2012 is really way off. It must be 2 years before. December 21st, 2012, right?
21st, 22nd, something like that.
Something like that. Around almost Christmas. But yeah, okay. I don't want to talk about anything scary like that. Oh, my God.
Well, let's talk about something even more serious.
All right, okay.
The serious legal hurdles for gay divorce.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I just heard about it from you.
It's been about 2 months since Columbia legalized same-sex marriage, but the local attorneys are cautioning clients that marriage may be allowed, but divorce will be much harder to do.
Mm-hmm. Same-sex.
The article goes on to say that five states legalized same-sex marriage and consequently allow divorces. Granting same-sex divorce elsewhere is often murky. As married same-sex couples crossing the state's exclusive land and don't recognize gay marriage, they face a dilemma. So, you might be able to marry that hot guy, but you might not ever be able to get rid of him.
Actually, that's the case also with a couple of friends of mine who got married. They went to Canada to get married.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends that did that, and then they just broke up. And I'm like, well, y'all still married. Should I go get divorced?
Yeah, unless you do it there, I guess. Oh, somebody's calling. Anyway, just ignore it. Anyway,
it's Mike.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's a probably a telemarketer.
It's Satan.
Yeah, it's 8:15. So you know, telemarketers call 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30. Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
Bill collectors called about every hour on the hour.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so here in Texas. What did they say again? Were they able to divorce same-sex?
They don't recognize same-sex marriage here in Texas.
But how about the same-sex divorce?
They don't recognize that here in Texas, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, they don't recognize gay marriage, so they're not going to recognize gay divorce. They're not going to honor or give a divorce for something they don't recognize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they want to break up, I guess they're just going to be...
Yep. But separated. Here comes the deal. When it is legalized in every state, all those people that got married that never got divorced, will they be able to go get divorced again? Will it be polygamy then if they go get remarried? Is that the right word?
Polygamy, yeah. Bigamy.
Bigamy.
Bigamy is, if you commit another, you have another
bigamy
marriage.
That sounds like a Chubb website.
Bigamy. I think that's bigger city.
I'm gonna be a bigamy. Sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do our listeners? I guess some of our listeners are married, and I haven't heard of anyone splitting yet. Maybe you have, but
I know people that went got married in Canada and come back, and then a couple months later they broke up. So who knows? We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
All I got to say, I hope they get legalized soon, because the next time I get in a long-term relationship, I want to get married. So when that bitch leaves me, I can take half.
You got your plan there, huh? Okay.
I got my plan. And I want a prenup.
No prenups? No prenups?
Prenup.
Well, if there's going to be a prenup, then they might say you won't get any. Oh, well.
Now, the prenup, I'm going to say daddy gets half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're lucky with that. Okay, so since let me see. Oh, here's one. Bear Grind. Have you heard about Bear Grind? I've been hearing about Bear Grind for a couple of months now, and
I went and signed up, and now I can't get back on the website. I can't even find the website. It won't let me find it anymore.
BearGrind.com. Yeah, I tried it out just a while ago. I tried logging in, and I don't know if our listeners use Bear Grind, but it's pretty cool. It's painless to join, just to sign up.
Oh, it's always painless.
It's always painless to go in, but to be maintained. Yeah, I've been hearing this from Jeff, actually. Jeffrey from The Chaser Show. He's been telling me it's very chaser-friendly and everything. So yeah, but in the front page, you know, they actually announce that they are the alternative to Bear 411. Yeah, I guess. And it's very, it's cool because it's a kind of a web 2.0. And it's a lot cleaner, I should say. And
it's very nice little site.
Yeah, it is. And I signed up just now, and they have a lot of people there already, I guess. BearGrind.com. Let me see.
BearGrind is loading your session.
Yeah, there's some people. How many are they? I don't know how to look at how many.
Oh, good Lord, I got 5 messages.
Already at BearGrind?
Already.
What did I say? What did I say?
Let's see, this one says,
Wolf, you're hot. This? What did they say?
Oh, this is Wes, my little guy from Dallas.
Oh. Who else? Who else?
Oh, now he's got Bruce Top in his profile. But he was like, Wolf, how you been, Daddy?
Ah, okay.
And then I got Mickey Bear Paws.
Oh, Mikey, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mikey, excuse me, not Mickey. What the hell? I got him. And let's see, who else we got here? We got Krypton Cub, which I've talked to on another site somewhere.
Krypton Cub
on yeah, Bear Gar Grant. Bear. I wonder who that is.
I wonder who that is. Who's Gar Bear?
He says, oh my God, that pic of you and Nard in the towels I sent is awesome. It just made my afternoon ready to see it posted on your profile here. Mwah.
Oh, you
I got
know
a picture
what?
In my profile. I put the picture of me and you. And the towels in the backyard.
You know, we should use that for the Facebook fan page. I should put that, me, us in the towels.
And Edwards from Dallas, Texas, 42. He's Leo. He's a bear. He's partner in Open. He's a non-smoker. He's a top. Are you, Maynard? Oh. Like the podcast. Your pics look great.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. It's Mike. Hey, Mike. Shout out. Yeah, he used to live here in Houston. And
who,
I think
Edward?
He, yeah, in the Houston. And then
that's his name, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And he
Mike,
moved
he's
to.
He's done your business on the air, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. He is a hottie. Mm-hmm. Ooh, somebody messaged me. Did somebody message me? Oh my God! Wait. Anyway, we're live blogging on Bear Grind. We're live casting on Bear Grind. We should do that. Hang out on a website and chat there.
Hey,
somehow.
How y'all doing?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Let's yeah, Bear Grind, go to BearGrind.com, check it out. It's a pretty new, a couple of months now, and I don't know if it's months or years, I don't know, but yeah, it was recommended by
I got all kind of visitors over here. I just got all kind of visitors.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They want to visit you. They want to do things to your ass. Okay, how about some TV or movies? How about movies? I'm gonna play something for you, Ray. I don't know if you can hear this. I can't hear it myself.
Family of
can you hear that?
And butchers. And now, like all guilty men, you try to rewrite your own history. And you forget all the lives the Stark family has destroyed.
I know what movie this
they
is from, I do believe.
Blood in the water.
Iron Man.
Sharks will
yep.
Come.
Uh-huh. Yep, Iron Man 2. That was, was Mickey Rourke?
Mickey O'Rourke.
He scares me. I haven't even seen his movie, The Wrestler, yet. But anyway, yeah, that's going to be coming up this coming weekend, right?
Yep, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go see it.
Yeah, let's plan it.
Because I don't know if I'm going to go see it. Nurse Ratched said I can't plan this weekend because she's doing something for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. What are you guys planning? You don't know?
I don't know. So it's supposed to be a surprise. So I don't know.
Okay, but what was that movie you were telling me about that we had?
Centipede.
To watch? Centipede. Yeah.
Human Centipede. I think we need to go try to catch that this week.
Okay.
I got to go see. Hopefully, it'll still be playing, but it is supposed to be off the charts. It's real. It's true ass to mouth.
Oh really? Okay. I want to see it now. It's ass to mouth. Where is it? The Marquee? Or is it the movie? Or is it
the it's at the Marquee. It's at the regular movie theaters. I don't know how long it's going to be out, though.
It's planned Wednesday or Thursday or something. If you want to go out, do something. Let's eat dinner or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do that.
I don't know about dinner. I just paid bills. I'm broke. I got $50 to my name, so it's going to be cheapo.
Okay. Well, let's rob a bank and then go. What do you think?
Okay. Our listeners could, you know, like donate some money for
yeah, fat chance. Okay, let's read some comments here. We have a comment, actually. You know what? The last few episodes ago, we were talking about the iPhone app Wolf, Bear Wolf. We actually got a comment from the author of Beowulf application. It says, thanks for the great review, Nard and Ray. Woofalicious. That's my BF's voice. Yeah, they're working on the version 2.0, which will also run on the iPad and be extra woofy. Nice. We hope to submit it to Apple in the next couple of days. Great podcast you guys have. Thank you. Good luck with Bearwatch 2. We just added that to Woof app last week. So it's from Lou. Thank you, Lou. And good luck with your iPhone and iPad app called Woof, Bear Woof. It's rare to see bear-oriented.
We need to have him on here so he can talk about Woof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should have him on the show. We should do that. Okay. Next, how about some comments on the website? On the website, we have comments from the website. Of course, Garbear. It's Gary. Okay, Gary says,
I'm looking at Gary's profile right now on Bear Grind.
Oh, okay.
I noticed Gary don't have any half naked pics of himself on the internet.
Mm-hmm. You could see some of his naked pictures.
Oh, on XTube?
No, not XTube, but on the Drench Fur website. And there are some pictures there of bears. Lots of them. Lots of them shirtless. Anyway, Gary says, must I learn y'all famous movie line quotes, especially Steel Magnolias, and you're both in the country of Texas. Okay. Clary Belcher, all gay men have track lighting. Lightning. I don't know.
Lighting.
Track lighting. Yeah, track lighting. All gay men have track lighting. And all gay men are named Mark, Rick, or Steve. That's right. See, I'm right. Mark, Rick, or Steve.
Oh, no.
Mark. That's right. I couldn't remember. Thanks, Gary, for reminding me. Couldn't remember what the name is. Anyway, another comment from Gary. He says, oh, how wonderful. Now Bear Podcast will be airing audio porn for all the pervs out in the websphere. Yeah, well, we did that the bait world thing. I mean, I've been watching some of the videos there. Still, you know, people jerking off and gooning. Anyway, here's for Daddy Ray. And Daddy Ray, you certainly are old enough to know that Carole King song.
Now, see, he's asking about songs, and I'm just like,
he's not a singer. Ray doesn't
I'm not sing. I'm not a big music person. If I hear a song, then I might know who it is. But then, otherwise, nah. I told you, I'm just not a... Yeah. You know, like, I can't pick up on music like that. I've never been that way.
No.
It's kind of like adding some track, and I just can't do it.
Just movies. Anyway, to continue. Don't deny it, honey. It was released in 1971.
Honey.
You might have been a youngin', but Lord knows. Oh, God. You're making me read this hard, Gary. But Lord knows you're fabulous.
Man, it's hard.
Yeah.
Gary,
you're fabulous
hard.
Enough
Gary,
to get your groove onto this song. No worries, baby. I'll be gentle with your punishment. Mm. Nard and Ray, you are both welcome to join us next year for Drenched for 7 in April. And
please, you ain't even come to here for Bear Watch yet.
We scratch your back, we scratch yours. No, I'm actually looking forward. I want to go. Okay, Gary, I want to go to Drenched for next year. So, okay.
I want to go to Drenched Chaser Admirer. That's what I want to go to.
Oh, that's a lot of admirers there. You'll get to see Ryan from Toronto.
Hey, Ryan.
Okay, so he said, we're looking forward to our best year yet.
On the internet all the time.
we're looking forward to our best year yet with a slight increase in the number of registrants. Wow. Good for them.
Lucky
them. Expanded vending and activities. And if you're real nice, I'll work at. I'll deal for you guys. Woo, awesome. Thank you, Gary. Hugs and wolves. Okay.
I'm sorry, Gary, but my soul is not for sale.
But his virginity is. Wait, are you a virgin still, Ray? Probably not.
I'm always virginal. I can still wear white and walk down the.
You're a virgin after a week of non-sex, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's never been a week, has it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here's a message from Brian. Brian, okay. Hey, Daddy Ray and Nard. Just had to say I love the podcast. Thank you, Brian. And he listens to it at the work. It was great to see you again, Nard, at TBRU. Looking forward to drooling at Ray. Had to comment on the iPad. Okay, here's an iPad lover. Okay. Love mine. It is an awesome tool, both as an e-reader and watching vids. Yes, I'm an Apple geek. Peace out. Big cub hugs from Brian.
Hey, Brian. If you listen to this episode, answer me back. I have a friend that's going back to school. and they don't have their own computer. I mean, they have a computer at work stuff, but they don't have one at home. And they need, and they're going to be taking online classes. Would the iPad work to do for them to do online classes and write papers and stuff, or is that just not, or is it just not enough for that, or is it too much? Is it asking too much of the iPad?
You know what I'm thinking? I personally think no, because I don't know yet, but I'm guessing that the school stuff are made in Flash. Are written in Flash or something. So if they're Flash,
that stuff that nude Flash,
it's not gonna run. If it's in Flash, it's not gonna run in iPad or iPhone at all. So because what? you know that letter from Steve Jobs that he's not gonna support Flash in any way. So that kind of sucks. So what do you think, Brian? Let us know if you can do stuff. Must be nice. Must be nice, though, if they can do applications for the iPad. That'd be nice. You know, there's about how many now? A million? A million sold now of iPads. That's what I read.
I was talking to Jeremy, and he said they were very busy in the store selling iPads this weekend.
Oh, really?
He said they wore them out.
Yeah. Okay. It's still not enough for me. I want that front-facing camera. I want the what else? I want the faster processor, more advanced, maybe widescreen next year. So it's going to be next year. I always get second generation, like I always said. So for the early adopters, I did make a comment last weekend that when I was in New Orleans, I was tweeting about it that all you iPad 3G users are since it came out, the 3G version came out last weekend, and they must be hosing the AT&T 3G network. So, but then I was on the road, so it was kind of sucky anyway, the network. Yeah, so that's pretty much our comments. Thank you for all those who are listening and those who made comments. Yeah, send your comments on the website. It would be nice to or in the Facebook fan page. I should put that on the. On the front page. I think I'm using the community one. But anyway, so what else do I have here, Ray? There is one I did talk about. Next week. Next week is Mother's Day. It's coming.
Yes.
That's one of the busiest weekends for phone calls, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, I could imagine I'd be calling my sister again in the Philippines. And my mom, and I'll be conferencing all of them on the phone. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm gonna call my mom. Are we gonna call your mom next week? What do you think?
We can try. I can talk to her.
Yeah,
see if she'll work it out.
We can something simple, something easy, or maybe we can call my mom. I could introduce you to my mom. So the only one who's my mom has met so far is of course Mike, my partner. So among my other friends, she's the only one. And if ever we get to call her, maybe next week, we'll see. We'll try to catch her. If she's not playing
Edward
bingo.
Says, that, yeah, I've known Narn for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know much about you, woof, I say.
Say hi to Mike for me. Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. You should do a live video thing the next time. But... We'll
talk to the people at Bear Grinder and see if we can do it live. See if they have a way to do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Anyway, so it's going to be a short show today. It's really a short show.
I got a couple more things we got to talk about.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh, you have more? Oh, that's in the notes. I remember now. Okay, what do you have there, Ray?
Okay, well, first I got to reply back to Edwards.
Okay, what do you say? What are you going to tell him?
Okay, Bear Podcast Notes. Okay. Okay. Somebody sent this to me the other day, and I thought it was funny as hell. And I'm sure a lot of y'all have heard it, but you might be a Star Wars redneck.
Oh, okay.
You might be a Star Wars redneck if at least one wing of your X-Wing is primer colored.
Mm-hmm.
You might be a Star Wars redneck if the worst part of spending time on Dagobah is the dadgum skeeters.
Dadgum skeeters?
You might be a Star Wars redneck if there's a blaster rack in the back of your land speeder. If Wookiees are offended by your body odor.
Do they smell? I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Don't you remember?
Complaining
about smell?
Oh, okay. That's right.
You might be a Star Wars redneck if you can easily describe the taste of an Ewok.
Oh.
Tastes like chicken.
You would know.
If you can find no grammatical errors in the way Yoda talks. If you ever lost a hand during a lightsaber fight because you had to spit.
Okay.
If you have Bantha horns on the front of your land speeder.
Bantha.
If you ever had an X-Wing fighter up on blocks in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever used your lightsaber to open a bottle of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. If you think the best use of a lightsaber is picking your teeth.
Oh. You'd lose them all.
And the number one reason you might be a Star Wars redneck, if your Jedi robe is camouflage.
But in Return of the Jedi, wasn't Luke Skywalker wearing a camouflage? I guess he was a redneck, huh?
No, I don't think so.
He was green or something. Don't you remember?
No, he was in black. Remember, in part two, he switched to... They did the white color, and then he went in training, and then he got an all black.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm talking
all black after that.
Well, I meant when he was in Endor.
He was in all black, I think, in Endor.
Really?
Yeah. I think once he went to the Yoda's planet, he started wearing all black.
Yeah. Black. Well, he was wearing... What was he wearing? I can't remember what he was wearing in with Yoda.
I might be wrong. It's been a while since I've seen the movies, but I might be wrong. So.
But, you know, I kind of screwed that up when I was young. I watched the...
You screwed the boots, what?
I only knew about Star Wars. I only got to watch it the other way around. I think I watched Jedi, Return of the Jedi first, and then A New Hope, and then I watched Empire Strikes Back. That's how I watched it before. So, I don't know, I was young. So, and I didn't get to watch movies back then.
Okay.
Anyway,
now on to some serious stuff. We need to talk about health.
Oh, okay.
Health.
All right.
Okay. I have here a little short thing about 15 medical tests every man should have. So we're going to make sure that we kind of go through this.
Oh, just the bullet points, okay?
Yeah, just bullet points. Cholesterol screening and lipoprotein profile.
This is our PSA portion of the show, okay?
PSA, yeah. So,
all right.
So make sure you do that. What is this cholesterol? It's a blood test for cholesterol measured in milligrams per deciliter of blood, usually measured triglycerides at the same time. You start doing this from the age 20 and then do it at least every 5 years. I think now every time they draw blood at work at me at the doctor.
The dentist? Okay.
They check mine. So, because last time I was like, you're on that borderline there, Sonny. You need to lose some weight and exercise. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you just need to exercise.
No.
Exercise is good enough. Exercise would work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two. Blood pressure check.
I'm losing you. Your volume is not too loud. There. How's that?
How about that?
There. That's better.
Blood pressure check.
Okay.
Once any age, best to begin during childhood, so you can always check your blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
How often? Once a year. If readings are normal, your doctor will recommend every 6 months. If readings are higher, you're taking medication to control hypertension. Mm-hmm. So, number three, diabetes screening.
Diabetes.
Parents, you all need to make sure you get checked for this because it'll sneak up on you because you're usually diabetic 3 or 4 years before you even notice the symptoms. If you haven't been diagnosed by the time you're 45, you need to start having it check. But if you're significantly overweight, have high blood pressure or other risk factors for diabetes, such as a family history of the disease, it's a good idea to get tested younger. If your insurance doesn't cover it, free testing is available at most major chain drugstores. So you can have your blood, get it checked.
There are some people who make mistakes that they didn't know that they're diabetic, that they kind of feel weak and they start drinking Gatorade, and that would even make it worse. Something like that. You heard
the
of that, right?
The most common things about diabetes, you feel like you got dry mouth all the time and you get up all night long and have to pee. If you get up 2 or 3 times a night and have to pee, you're either diabetic or you got a prostate problem.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. So if you're getting up more than if you can't sleep all night without having to get up and go to bed, you need to go be checked for diabetes.
What if you just drink a lot of water the night before?
In theory, it shouldn't matter. I mean, we're talking about regular. I mean, this is every night you're having to get up at least once a night to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Regardless of how much water you're drinking. So, I mean, this is a common thing that you're getting up all the time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And what it is your kidneys trying to filter out the extra sugar in your body.
Mm.
So, and most people, what they consider, since I'm diabetic, I can talk a little bit about this, I guess. I know more than the average non-diabetic person, I think. But most people are not what they call diabetic anymore. Their blood is insulin intolerant, which means their body's making insulin to use the blood, but the blood cells are not opening up to let the insulin in. So they have to give you stuff to make that happen. And that's more common than actual true diabetes is where your body didn't produce enough insulin. So, but it's all kind of looped under diabetes. So
if you're diabetic,
so go have it too.
If you're diabetic, does your cum taste sweet?
What does it have to do with diabetes?
I don't know. I'm just messing with you.
Well, here, why don't you come up here tonight and I'll jack off and you can see how it tastes.
Okay.
I'll leave them shooting your mouth.
All right. Okay. All right. That's up.
Okay. Number four, bone density tests. At age 65, everyone should have a DXA, but men who have risk factors for bone loss, such as being thin, taking corticosteroids, or having history of fractures, should talk to their doctor about being screened. Should start that when you're 65 and then have it done every 5 years. So, vitamin D test. Recently, doctors have realized that vitamin D is a key nutrient that helps maintain strong bones and protects it against cancer, infection, and other health conditions. Mm-hmm. For example, a study found last year that men with low levels of vitamin D had a higher incidence of heart attack. Most men have no idea if they're D deficient or not, though a simple blood test can tell. If you live in a northern climate, work indoors, or don't drink a lot of milk, chances are your vitamin D level is low. So if you're lactose intolerant, if so, your doctor will recommend taking vitamin D supplements. They should do a simple blood test, and you should usually start when you're in 40 having this done.
But can you just, don't you get vitamin D also by just exposing yourself to the sun? Like in the morning?
I don't know, but I think how long do you have to expose yourself to sun to get the vitamin D that you need?
I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Have blood tests, find out where your vitamin D level is. Between the amount of milk I drink and I take a multivitamin every day, I'm hoping I'm getting enough. Okay. Number six.
My favorite. Yes. Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, it's not my favorite. Have you ever had colonoscopy?
Cancer. No, not yet. I'm probably getting set up to get one here in the next year or two. Colorectal cancer, which is the cancer of the lower part of the intestines, is curable in 90% of all cases, as long as it's caught early. And screening tests that look inside the colon, called colonoscopy, a flexible semi-otoscopy, are the secret to catching it early.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a colonoscopy last year, my first time. I think I'll have another one this year. But you know what happens, right? They drug you. It is what happens.
They basically ram a hose pipe with a camera on the end of it up your butt.
Yeah, that's true. But this is my experience of it. When I was I had a colonoscopy, you know, I had an IV, and then they said they showed me the hose and the camera. And they were showing me, and I could see my face on the screen that they're gonna use the hose on, and then okay, you're gonna sleep in about a few seconds, and then they injected the thingy. And then when we're done, it felt like really just took about 10 seconds. And the next thing I knew, I woke up and they said, they're done. It's like Men in Black. It's like Men in Black. It's done. That's it.
Yeah. Did they show you a picture of your brain?
No, it didn't reach that far. No, I don't think it will reach that far. I sure hope not.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. All right. Number seven. Man, I'm tired tonight. Fecal occult blood test.
The occult.
The occult, yeah. Especially they just check your stool for blood. You should do this at age 50. Your doctor may say just earlier if there's a concern about intestinal conditions. So, you know, it basically...
they taste
it's
it.
They taste it to see if it's iron.
It's
a test that strikes... more men and women, more than 50,000 men are diagnosed with the disease every year, which is colorectal cancer. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I can't even speak tonight. God, what does that mean? So anyway, it's an early detection for colon cancer. So
okay,
have it checked. And it's an easy one. They don't have to put the colonoscopy up in there, but you know you should have them both done. So skin cancer screening. My doctor actually checks when I go in for my yearly physical. He usually checks all stuff and asks about moles and dark spots and stuff like that. So for all you queens that have been tanning for a long time, you might want to check it more regularly. So
how about
the big one?
How about in the crotch area? Does he check there too, your doctor?
They get everywhere. I check everything. So
oh, okay.
So next, number 9, eye exam and vision screening. So you start that when you're age 18. I started that when I was 10. So hearing test.
Hearing test
is something usually that between people between the ages 45 and 64 have hearing loss. So I know I'm 42 almost, and I'm already got hearing loss. So, or maybe it's selective hearing hindsight. So you need to have that checked. Thyroid test, number 11. The thyroid is what regulates your body's metabolic
rate.
So it's the most common test. It's a blood test. So usually when they pull your blood for your yearly stuff, they usually do it. So they usually check it at 35. Because usually when people start gaining weight,
they have to check that.
Yeah,
you
know, they real fast. They get that's the first thing they test. Use thyroid. Make sure your thyroid's doing okay. So
okay. I don't think I've been tested with that yet. No.
I'm sure they've done when they've done your blood test. It's been there.
Yeah.
Screening for metabolic syndrome.
Oh, look at that.
This is a good one. Metabolic syndrome is a group of symptoms that put you at increased risk for both diabetes and heart disease. The screening involves check for a list of issues and, if they're present, recommending additional tests. Doctors consider men to have metabolic syndrome if 3 of the following 5 risk factors are present. Waist circumference greater than 40 inches. Okay, I got that one.
Okay.
Low good cholesterol. I got that one. Elevated triglycerides. I think mine are fine. Blood pressure higher than 130. I think mine's fine. Fasting glucose above 100, I think. So I'm okay. I'm right at the borderline there.
Well, my waist circumference is lower than 40, but we know a lot of people who are more than 40.
Yeah, but
right?
Yeah, but you also have to look. It's probably height proportional too.
Yeah.
And I think they're talking about average person if you're bigger than 40 inches. So, number 13, testicular cancer screening.
Testicular cancer screening.
That's all I got to say.
Lance Armstrong. Okay.
Check yourself. Check your nuts. As much as you like to play with your damn self,
reach down there
and touch your nuts.
What if you have help? Like, you know, if you have a trick. Hey, while you're down there.
Let's put it this way, Maynard. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to know your body better than you.
Yep. Okay.
So trust me, if I touch my balls and something doesn't feel right, I know about it.
But how about a second opinion? Like if you have a trick.
Then you go to a doctor for a second opinion. You don't trust. Because, you know, most people like us are screen porch doctors, and we don't know shit. I'm just telling y'all about this because it came across my thing, and I thought it was pretty interesting to talk about.
You know, there was an episode of Queer as Folk that Brian Kinney had the testicular testicular cancer, one of his balls. And, you know, he was getting sucked off by a trick at the bar. And the guy said, you know, hey, I'm a doctor, and you have a lump on your ball, and when your left ball, something like that. So he had to... That's what I said.
I as much as I touch myself and played my shit down there, I know what's going on down there.
Oh yeah.
If I have an ingrown hair and it's a lump down there, I know what's going on down there.
So you do something about ingrown hair in your balls.
Number 14, okay. Prostate cancer screening. This is not fair to most men. The digital, which means they stick a finger up your ass. Is the most common type of cancer affecting 1 in 6 men. They can do a blood test and some other stuff, but you need to have it checked. I'm surprised they didn't check mine lately in the last 2 or 3 years, especially since three of my grandfathers have had prostate cancer. My dad and both my grandfathers had prostate
cancer. What do they do? They use just one finger?
They do the finger up there and they touch and see if the prostate's enlarged, and then they go from there.
What's that? Okay, all right. So you've been fingered before that way?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't think I have. No, I haven't had that kind of exam. I would think colonoscopy would cover it. No?
I'm sure when they go on, they can check it. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to take care of a bunch of things when you do a colonoscopy.
Because you're on their way. You're on the way there anyway, right? So
yeah, I mean, that's just like a little rest stop there. Or I just cut right inside the anus. So it's like you get in. It's like, okay, here's the wedding area. Here's the prostate. Okay, let's go dive deeper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to the devil doors. So.
Okay.
Okay. 15, bladder cancer screening. Men, particularly Caucasian men, and men who have a history of smoking are at elevated risk for bladder cancer. In the early stages, bladder cancer can be simplest, and in these cases, a test is the only way to detect it. There's a good reason to be vigilant about bladder cancer. If caught while still localized, it has a cure rate of 95%. While route bladder cancer screening is not yet recommended, talk to your daughter if you're Caucasian and a smoker.
That's
so all you gotta do is take a urine test for small amounts of blood and urine not visible to the eye, which they do that online for other reasons too, because they also, that's how they get some kinds of prostate cancer. So all this stuff, you know, is recommended. You can find all this stuff also, many to put the links on the website. This is all from an article from MSN Health and Fitness. 15 medical tests every man should have.
So this bladder, this bladder cancer screening thing should be, it says men, particularly Caucasian men. That's pretty scary. Because, you know, my partner's Caucasian, you're Caucasian.
Yeah. Okay. But does Mike smoke?
No, he doesn't, no.
Okay, so you might be okay on
Did
that.
Did you ever smoke, Ray?
I tried it in high school, but I was like, that shit's too nasty.
No, me neither. It's really nasty. I did smoke. You know what? When I tried it,
I'd rather suck on a dick than suck on a cigarette any day.
Yes, that's right. There are better things to put in the mouth. Yes, it's a. I did try it before when I was, I think it's second year high school, something like that. I tried a half a stick and I really hated
it. See, and it stunted your growth, didn't it?
Thank you. That must be it. That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Ray. I'm no one.
See, if you never touched cigarettes, you'd have been tall and skinny and model-esque.
Sure, that's right. But anyway, so that's a very good PSA there, Ray. It's a good information that probably put the links on the show notes so people can check it out. And people who are not, well, it is interesting. It's a good list there. It's a very good list. 15 medical tests every man should have. Even gay men should do that. So, yeah. I just when you read the last part, it's all on the genital area. Prostate, testicular, and what else? Waistlines. Yeah, very good article. Anyway, Ray, so, okay, let's wrap this up. It's 47 minutes now or so. So, yeah, when are you going to watch Centipede again? Sometime this week? Just plan it.
Sometimes we'll have to figure it out. Okay. So,
since you have a surprise.
There's a lot going on this weekend, but we'll try to catch it. So.
Okay. All right, so let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you to those who sent comments. Yeah, keep sending them in. And
Or better yet, give us a call.
Yes, give us a call.
Leave us a voice comment, then you can actually hear yourself on the internet.
Yes, what's the voicemail number, Ray?
That is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And we'd like to play it in the show. It would be nice. And email us, show@bearpodcast.com. Or email us individually. My own email is nard@bearpodcast.com. And Ray
is... ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And on Facebook, be a fan. Like us. Click like. You see the links on the website. So it'd be nice to have more fans and tell your friends all about the show. And
Go register for Bear Watch at www.bearwatch.net.
Yes, that's right. It's May 21st to 23rd. It's in Galveston, Texas. So it'd be nice. Heroes and Villains is the theme. It'd be nice.
That's right.
To have our friends.
And my understanding is the villains are starting to take over.
Oh, shit. That's right. I have to get a costume. Maybe a Kato costume. Or maybe I can ask.
Coming as Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan. I'll paint myself blue and have a very, very large dong. Sure. I can do that. A big dong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So that's it. Thank you, Ray, for hanging out with me tonight. And I know you're going to be busy. You're going to be working on some videos tonight for Hot Ethnic Men.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Honesty Man, that's right.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.